VSiN, the sports betting network.
Always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome aboard. Busy hour on tap. We will get into the play-in games. The first one, by the way, tipping off this hour, coming up in 15 minutes. Derek Stevens on the program, owner, CEO of this great property, Our Best Bets in Pocket in 45 minutes. And we begin by talking hardcore college basketball here, going out to the Progressive guest line, Ryan Kramer is with the Sports Gambling Podcast, along with Sean Green. They do their show on Friday nights as well, right here on VSiN at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And you can follow him on X at KramerCentric. What's up, dude? How are you today?
Yeah, happy March. I mean, not quite spring football season, but figured I'd pop on to talk a little March Madness.
Well, it's great because you're right up in the March Mania betting guide here at VSiN, available right now, VSiN.com/guide. On the unders is awesome. Before you dive into specifically why you like it, can you go, when did this like maybe first catch your attention? You're like, hey, maybe this is on, maybe we're onto something here.
I mean, I joke in the guide that, you know, we're literally standing in line, you know, some of the worst planned or hatched plans happen when you're talking to people in the line on the way to bet at a sports book. But it was kind of that, like, that was where the genesis started. We were with some buddies, been doing the March Madness trip all the way back to before we even started the podcast. And yeah, essentially the thesis was back then, even more so than now, this is going to be the biggest moment for a lot of these guys' careers and coaches, players, whatever it may be. This stage is brighter. The stage is bigger and the competition is most likely more talented. And so, yeah, it made sense that things might start a little slow, get a little tightness, you know, a little nervousness, don't want to come out and look silly. And so Origin started pretty easy. And then also it's just an easy trend. It's something that you can lock into. It gives you a rooting interest to every game starting every 30 minutes, basically for the entirety of 2 days.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was the origin. And then, you know, also as someone who likes to gamble, certainly didn't mind having this kind of chunk of my investment that I knew was already planned for. And so from that point on, started doing it. Candidly, I think it happened a couple seasons before the expansion to the first four, but only have it documented back to 2011, also the same year we started our podcast, Sports Gambling Podcast. But since 2011, since we expanded to the first four, we've been playing all 36 unders. And if you follow me on X at KramerCentric, I've been obnoxiously posting the picture of my record book, but essentially 280, 206, and 18, good for 57.61% over those 14 seasons of tracking. And of course, we didn't get March Madness the 1 year due to the pandemic, but 10 profitable seasons, 4 losing seasons, pretty good stuff. And last year started off slow. The haters came out of the woodwork, but we finished strong, 22-13-1.
Yep, haters make you famous. How about what happened? Tell everyone about 2021. We referenced it earlier in the show. The first 10 games went under.
I mean, it was, you know, we're coming out of a time where they took sports away from us and they forced us to bet on marble sims and Madden simulations and all this stuff that wasn't real. We come out of the pandemic and, you know, we're already playing this trend. We're already leaning in heavy. We're excited about March Madness because we had to take the year off. And so I even boldly predicted on our podcast, it would go north of 69%. It of course finished almost 80%, 26-7-3. And the most magical thing happened. Most of our fans are pretty loose with their bets, degenerates they might self-identify as. And the first 10 hit, which means guys were parlaying this stuff together.
Yeah.
There might have been round robins. We had screenshots of 10 leg parlays, $5 to win $5,000. So lives were being changed all over this silly trend just to take the first half under in every game.
Your reason again, and get the guide, it's phenomenal. You hit on number one, nerves. Number two, unfamiliar courts.
I especially in the first round, you're not generally playing in those larger arenas yet. And so you might be playing in a Buffalo. You might be playing in an Oklahoma City, somewhere that you maybe haven't had experience playing in. And so, you know, we always hear about sight lines. We always hear about warm-up routines, athletes being creatures of habits. And so certainly, again, another reason why maybe the first couple minutes, 5 minutes of the game start slower, and that's all you need for the pace to drop below what we would have projected it to be. And so it really also ties into that unfamiliar opponents, which is kind of the third leg of this this four-leg parlay, which is, again, maybe you don't have that game plan that you're familiar with running out against this team, or maybe you don't have experience going against the system. And again, 5 minutes of adjustment time, 10 minutes of adjustment time, that might be all it takes. And that's why this is a first half trend and not a full game trend. And so the last one being level of competition, I will admit this one has phased out a little bit in my mind with the way NIL is kind of moving great players all over the place. But I still do think it applies, because you're most likely playing either you're a power conference team that maybe had, you know, good to moderate success playing a league champion, or the opposite, which is you're a league champion playing a team filled with expensive talent and guys who are filling out a, you know, $10 million roster. Mm-hmm. And so I think maybe it's not quite the level of competition problem we used to have, but certainly it's just a new thing. And I think anytime you have that, you just a little bit of pause, right? A little bit of hesitation, and that's all we need to get to the under. And then, of course, the body clock. These games are played at all sorts of weird times. And so, you know, I don't know about you, but there's certainly a time that's too early in the morning to be doing something. And so I'm sure these teams have gotten smarter with the sports science, but still, I'll throw that into the mixer. And so that you put all those together, you have a fun little trend, easy to remember. And like I said, infuriating to the sharps out there, because it's just too simple.
Well, okay, so, but that's the beauty of it, I think, as well. And we're talking to Ryan Kramer. For those of you just tuning in right now, his angle is betting all first four and first round, first half, not game, first half unders, 57.61% going back the last 14 years. So do you typically bet these? Have you noticed numbers changing in the first half when those numbers are posted? Do you typically bet them as soon as they come out, or do you wait until game day?
No, so you know, conventional wisdom with unders, you might think, let's wait until game day, we'll get a better number. But I'll be honest, you know, both anecdotally and just over time tracking the numbers, you've seen a change. Now, obviously, after 2021, it became very popular. There was a lot of awareness to it. We've had basically 4 out of 5 years been profitable. So I think that drove some interest in betting those unders, driving the numbers down. Now, to counterbalance that, we've seen totals in college basketball moving higher than they ever have been. Mm-hmm. You know, stylistically, college basketball is changing a little bit. And so we have seen, like this year, we have a much higher average number than we've seen over the last couple of years. But even then, strategically, and I just posted a frequently asked questions about the first half unders over on my X page. But essentially, yeah, I recommend betting it at open. Will you miss on a couple games and maybe get some negative CLV? Yes, but I would imagine you'll end up with positive CLV on more than you don't. And in general, like I've seen people try to analyze the time of day stuff. Like, hey, look, the pre 1 p.m. games are doing better. Or, hey, look at the late night games are doing better. I flat bet it across all 36. So I'm not trying to play any sort of time variance here.
Okay. Very good. Ryan Kramer, our guest, he's on the Progressive Guest Line. His breakdown again of betting first half unders in the first four and the first round of games. You can get it when you get the March Mania betting guide here at VSiN. Go to the website, get it today, vsin.com/guide. You like Wisconsin? That number moved, actually, to High Point taking money pretty much from the send out on Sunday night.
You know, there's a couple things that can pretty much guarantee a team is going to come in as a popular dog. I think one of them is to go against an unathletic team like Wisconsin. I think another is to be on an incredible winning streak, and High Point has the high water mark in the country in terms of winning streaks. And so right there, they become a very interesting team to fade. And with Wisconsin, what are you getting? Probably the thing that I would rate number one in terms of factors I love to see on a team that I want to back in March. And that's guard play, guards that you can trust and guards that are going to feel comfortable in their system. We've discussed Greg Gard and this Wisconsin team a lot on the Sports Gambling Podcast, and how impressive it is for a guy to completely switch up the style of play he wants to to play with, and going from a slow tempo team to a fast tempo team. And I think that's the kind of the icing on the cake here. High Point, part of their success is not only their high flying attack and 3-point shooting, but it's how they pressure the ball, how they cause the other team to turn the ball over. And again, when you have the experienced guards, I think that limits the exposure to how much you're going to turn the ball over. And if that doesn't work with High Point, one of the things I kind of like to fade in these first round games are smaller conference teams that like to play with pace going against another team that doesn't mind playing with pace, because guess what? If they aren't able to get it done, that pace is just going to stretch the game out and make me not super worried about the 9, 9.5, 10-point spread here.
Very good. We have to wrap it up here, Ryan, but you love Houston. Is that just to begin here, or do you like their draw to make a deep run?
I'm a sucker for Houston. I'm a sucker for Sampson, and I'm a sucker for KenPom. We all know about the KenPom top 20 offensive and defensive efficiency. Well, guess what? All the big dogs are in there, and Houston's that other guy just sitting on the side. No one's really talking about him. And yeah, they just got to the championship, so they're not exactly a sneaky play. But I got to be honest, whether it's the VSiN guide or anything else I'm reading, I'm not seeing a lot of people selecting Houston to make a deep run and go back to the championship game. So yeah, give me Houston. Sampson gets it done. Love what the Final Four could look like this year.
Thanks, Kramer. Love talking to you, man. We appreciate the breakdown.
Happy March, guys.
Back at you. Best of luck. Go get him. He is part of the Sports Gambling Podcast, and the fellas do it on Friday nights as well, right here on VSiN at 10 o'clock Eastern time. Follow him on X at Kramer Centric. All right. The madness is going to begin this hour. The play-in games coming up from a betting perspective. This is cash 10 out of the last 14 games, including 4-0 last year. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. VSiN Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with VSiN Pro.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
We made it. The madness is here. Game tips off in about 25 minutes. Howard taking on Maryland Baltimore County. Number has been going back and forth around the money line. New favorite earlier, coming back to the pack, going the other way. For example, right now at FanDuel, Baltimore County is 1.5, and at DraftKings, Howard is 1.5 in this game. Now that's interesting because when you look at the betting splits at DraftKings at vsin.com, 80% of the handle is on Maryland Baltimore County, 73% of the bets. So why has Howard turned into the favorite, Paulie?
I like Baltimore County, and I was very impressed with what they did Saturday at home to blow out a good Vermont team, and their best player, King, did not score. Was 0 of 8 shooting. Some people making the case he responds and goes over his player prop tonight. But I think they're methodical, take care of the ball, won't beat themselves, and won't lead to easy baskets the other way for Howard, which is a big reason why they have been here year in, year out, is their great defense and leading to easy baskets the other way. But I think Baltimore County wins, and I love the fact that I have a star player or their best player in a blowout win do nothing. So everyone stepped up last week. I think he'll bounce back, and he can go for at least 15, and the Retrievers will get the win.
Let me give you the betting splits here at Circa then. 62% of the handle on Howard, 68% of the bets on Maryland-Baltimore County. So the bigger bets, no doubt, are coming in on Howard here at Circa, and they're at a pick'em right now in this game with a total of 143.5. I will say, like, what wins out in a game like this? The team with the better offense or the team with the better defense? My example would be, go back to Sunday night in the World Baseball Classic. I mean, this Dominican Republic offense is like the best lineup I've ever seen in my entire life. Yeah. They had their chances. Like, they gave the game away 100 times, but they were also facing Paul Skeens, who allowed one run. That was it. Good pitching usually comes out on top against good hitting. and the example tonight would be in this game, Maryland-Baltimore County is a top 75 team in effective field goal percentage on offense. They were 32 of 74 from deep in the America East tournament. Like, they can shoot. Howard is a top 30 team in effective field goal percentage allowed on defense and three-point percentage allowed on defense as well. But I have a bet on Maryland-Baltimore County as well in the first half. It's a pick 'em. And I think that's pretty much still the number out there right now.
They played Dayton. They played GW. They played Georgetown. They played South Florida. So they played some pretty good competition in the non-conference. So maybe that also will help here too. But I just think to go 14-2 in that league and how they obliterated Vermont in the last 7 minutes at home, I was very impressed, especially, again, considering your leading score doesn't do anything.
Can you believe it has been 8 years, eight, since Baltimore County defeated Virginia?
I never thought it would happen.
Oh, my Lord.
And they blew them out. Virginia couldn't make a run. The game was over 5 minutes into the second half. I still remember betting. They were up 20 points, 18 points. They're still underdogs to win the game.
Yeah.
It was incredible how well they played.
We were doing mornings then, and I think that was on a Friday night.
I think so.
Or early out here, but Friday, like early evening.
Yeah.
I fell asleep on the couch. My dad had to wake me up and say, hey, you might want to see this. Like, what do you mean? Virginia's getting absolutely blasted. I'm like, wow. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I just said on the show 2 days ago, a 16 is never going to beat a 1.
Yeah, right. And then it happens again, then Purdue goes down.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
To Dickinson. Yeah.
The other game is Texas-North Carolina State. I mean, what do we think here with the betting market driving the number down here with a total of, again, like 157.5 was available not that long ago.
Well, it's the Adam Kramer, you know, the Kramer for what he's talking about with the nerves and unfamiliar courts, I guess, body, because they played in the 26th and it was 102-97.
Mm-hmm.
I know. But here's what I don't like. Both teams come limping in. Again, it's to your point earlier about expand the tournament. I mean, you're talking about some bad teams here. NC State lost 6 of their last 7, blown out in some of those games, and Texas lost 5 of their last 6.
Uh-huh.
So I got NC State's a better free throw shooting team. Texas has a horrible defense, but you're 18-14. So even though you got 10 teams in from your league and you want to point and talk about strength of schedule – in all the teams you played, that's a poor record. And Texas was in this situation last year in the play-in and lost 86-80 to Xavier. So I could see a similar type score here. And Will Wade's been good. 9 trips to the tourney last 10 years with 4 different teams, won a game with McNeese.
Yeah, and again, first 4 overs trend, 10-4 over last 14, including 4-0 last year. And I think what might outweigh the nerves, the unfamiliar background here, you know, just overall first game of the tournament now that they're playing in.
Mm-hmm.
I think just both teams are really good on offense and really bad on defense.
Yeah.
And hence we could absolutely get, you know, maybe this is a game where the alt number comes into play. I talked about that on the show yesterday with some of these matchups.
Not bad.
Yeah, maybe this is 95-90 and you get just some huge numbers that are going to cash with the alt numbers there. That's going to be my approach for some of these games, I think. I didn't really mention this one in it yesterday, but like, are you going to be surprised at all in the Georgia-St. Louis game if both those teams score in the 90s? The total's 170. And there's a way to like make money on that by betting team totals alt overs or maybe just the alt over for the game.
Each team scores 135-1. 95, 20-1. Each team 9-1. 102-97 first time.
I don't hate that.
40 points each team, each half. 8-1.
Oh, man, that's you would be surprised how many times that happened this year in college basketball.
Each team to have 35 points in each half, plus 160.
I don't mind that one either.
Each team scores 82-1. Each team scores...
Oh, hold on. Each team to score 80 is 2-1?
Yeah. Some good stuff here at Caesars. All under specials. Each team to have 30 points in each half, minus 270. 75 points in each game. Each team, 75 points, $1.20. Will NC State go on a 10-0 run? Plus 155. Texas, plus 180. New stuff.
How
unique?
How big do you want the bombs to be here?
Good.
Do you want to go 80 plus, 90 plus? Do you want to go 95 plus? That was a huge number.
I like it.
It's a pick 'em game. How could we get overtime?
The tempo's there, yeah. Let me see what they got in the other game. The start here coming up. Will you come on?
That's good. I have to look at that.
30 points each half plus 145. Each of these are going to be big. Each team to score 80 points.
Oh, nine, that's got
to
be it.
That's 9, 85, 20 to 1. Each team to score 90, 45 to 1. Howard goes on a 10-0 run plus 175. UMBC plus 165. Each team to score 65, $1.40.
All right, let's hit this Survivor here.
Good, yeah. The great write-up. Adam Burke on tomorrow. Also in the guide, a great write-up about Survivor strategy. I've never been in one.
I played one in a handful of years ago. It's
so
awesome.
Yeah, so the conundrum, the big thing is, number one, who do I pick? But I got to make sure I got teams left, good teams.
Of course,
I mean, Adam Burke brought the case about everyone used Duke last year, and then the people that had to pivot say, you know what, I got to go against the grain here and take Houston. It worked out because then he could come back and then take Florida.
Sure.
And that's how it works. So, you know, Burke on this tomorrow, but then the strategy is so big when the splash
You cannot burn ones right away.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Because you're taking all these teams and you got to make sure this sucker's going to go on for a while. You got to have the big boys left. So if you're looking to put your March tournament knowledge to the test at the highest level, Splash Sports is for you. The $1 million guaranteed in contest prizes and the high-stakes Survivor, $1,000 to get in, $1 million on the line. Make one pick per day. You can't use the same team twice. Outlast everyone else, and you're in your share for the $1 million. New players using promo code VSINMM26. Get a 50% deposit match up to $100 and a free quick picks entry up to $20 on them, plus 100% quick picks payout boost on an entry up to $20. Also, you can jump back in if you get off to a bad start. Closes late March 19th, but don't wait. SplashSports.com/VSIN. SplashSports.com/VSIN, code VSINMM26. Got to be 21, but this is phenomenal.
That is going to be an awesome contest, and if you've never played, you have to give it a shot. You're going to love it, and you're going to want to play it every single year moving forward. And there's a lot of strategy, and you're going to put yourself into a mental pretzel doing this. But trust me, it's a blast. And I said this on the show again. I'll bring it up one more time. This is where you might want to do it with a partner so you can talk about, you don't want to miss anything. Like, okay, am I forcing it too early with this team? Like, which team would you think you like to win a lot in round one, but you would never think about using them beyond that? That's kind of the team that you have to go with. And again, you got to save the big boys, especially when you look at the betting numbers and see how big the ones and the twos are to make it to like the Elite Eight.
Imagine you make it that far and I don't have anyone.
Well,
I'm out.
That's Derek Stevens next, owner, CEO, Circa Resort and Casino. Big bets that have come in so far. Popular teams. We'll ask him coming up next here on VSiN.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Getting right into it here. Derek Stevens joins the desk live in studio. He is the owner and the CEO of this great property, Circa Las Vegas in downtown. Good to see you again. This is uncanny with the madness, how big these point spreads are, right? When you look at the seeds and Derek, biggest since 1986. And yet the point spreads were going in favor of the chalk. So did you see sharp money on the favorites like right away on Sunday night?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It all came in. All these power ratings are setting records. Like the top couple teams are setting records. And then the two seeds are setting records. So yeah, I mean, all the ones, all the twos, double digits, they kept growing. So yeah, that's where the money came in early, was laying the big numbers. That's for sure.
What surprises me the most, I think, is how big a favorites the twos are. 23.5, 24.5, 25.5 for Purdue. What's going on?
Unprecedented on the twos. That's what I find to be really interesting. The twos are all acting like ones, but I guess this is something we have to evaluate. You know, last year was something different. We didn't get a lot of upsets. So why is that? So everyone says, okay, it's got to be because we've got more powerhouse teams. You've got the NIL money. Okay. Yep. Well, it's just another variable. Now you got a handicap. So now point spreads went up. I still think we're going to get a lot of madness. It might be a little more point spread madness than UMBC from a few years back. But I think you're going to have still a lot of hooting and hollering. It might come down to a last minute throwing up of a three from half court, but you're going to get it. But it's different. It's just different. It's hard to handicap when you have such a big variable. It's different.
Yeah. I think we should be concerned, though, that maybe Cinderella's dead. These are some huge point spreads.
I hope not.
I hope not.
But maybe does that mean, if that's the case, does that mean Cinderella now lives to week two and it's no longer on the first Thursday through Sunday? We could be seeing a shift. I can't tell you for what it's worth. We saw this a couple years ago. Week two, the Sweet 16 Elite Eight weekend, it became far more popular a few years ago.
It did?
Really started growing. This year, we might see numbers similar to this opening week. The second week of this has gone crazy now. So I think you're going to see it. Well, you're going to see it tonight because it's St. Patrick's Day. A little bit of people coming in. Tomorrow night behind you, it'll be packed right off the jump. And then this weekend's going to set some records. So everything's fine, but it's the Sweet 16 Elite Eight weekend, I think, is now really growing in unique popularity. I mean, hell, it's pretty expensive to come out here. So I don't mind having 2 weeks like this. I think maybe Cinderella's more playing on week two.
Which team or teams does some serious damage to you with the future market?
The funny thing about it is we're not going into this particular March Madness with a huge problem. And the reason for that is these number ones that you always get, Michigan, not really a problem. I mean, as an example, I never bet them. I like to bet them in November and December, but they were so chalky. I never got excited about it. Duke, you know, we're not going to get beat up on Duke. We're not going to get beat up on Arizona with the way they played. I would say maybe our biggest liabilities right now would probably be Illinois or Iowa State. But even Iowa State wasn't that much. So we don't have this team that all of a sudden got hot in the middle of January and had a couple players come back or something like that. Well, we're stuck with a lot of liability. So this is a different type of year for us.
The number I can't believe is that Circa, will a one seed win the tournament? Yes, minus 285.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's cheap.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think it's cheap?
Why? I think it's cheap. I we've had a couple of arguments about,
okay,
we did, you know, about posting. I know I just went on, Wilbo just went on Caesars. I think you can get, will all four number ones make the final four? I think it's paying at plus 1400 right now.
Yes.
You know, with the way these power rankings are, you know, what happened last year, it's not that this is a one-off. It very well could come back. Mm-hmm. I think 14-1 is a steal. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I think you got a great shot at plus 14-1. I would take that. If nothing else, by the time you get to the Elite Eight, you might have a little hedging opportunity to do something.
I bet it last year it was 15-1 and it came in.
Yeah. So, things changed last year. This year's a lot closer to last year than what things were 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So I think the number's still way too tall. There's a wager out there right now. If you add up the sum of the final four teams, everywhere's got 8.5. Well, at 8.5, you can put a couple of twos and a one in there. You're still going to come in under. I love the under on this. Yeah, under 8.5. You bet it?
I bet under 9.5, laid 30 cents.
Oh, you laid 30 and under 9.5. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right now, we got it even money. I think our guys are crazy. I think it was just on MGM's app. It was minus 115 both ways. Caesars minus 115 both ways. We're running a 20-cent line, minus 120 over and even on under 8.5.
You know, would you guys ever consider this? could you post out numbers on that and just, you know, change the juice a little bit? Go 4.5, 5.5 all the way up.
I don't think it would be a problem. Spend a little time with a pencil and a calculator. I'm sure they'll come up with something.
I think that would be a popular prop.
Yeah.
It's never... Yeah, I mean, effectively, you start at 4.5. We're right there. Okay, so everybody else is 14-1. I'd rather have it a little lower than that. But then you work your way up.
How about a PSA and any advice? You were great last week. Get your dinner reservations taken care of. This place is going to be a zoo. I know the owner's not going to work.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
What happened?
These guys, like, we already talked about this dinner reservation thing, you know, on the night before Super Bowl. They're like, hey, how about 7 o'clock? You know, we don't have to go down that path. But, but these guys are unbelievable. Like, hey, can you get me a day bed at Stadium Swim? Like, when? How about like Thursday, maybe like 10, 11 o'clock? It's a day session, night session. It's been sold out for weeks.
Yeah.
Weeks.
Plan ahead.
I don't understand it at all. Yeah. I asked Wilbo because I had a couple of buddies coming in. I go, hey, you're going to hate this one. What do you got for Cabana Friday? Friday morning, just, you know, that one you keep up your sleeve, that one.
Yeah.
I might need that one. And he goes, yeah, we had a football player come in, big crew, great. You know, so we decided to let it go. I go, you didn't keep it for a player? He goes, no. I go, man, we got to save those just in case. You got to keep one. It's still Vegas. Got to keep one up your sleeve. He goes, well, I sold it for $9,000. I'm like, well, okay, not bad. That was our very last Cabana on Friday. Friday's the peak day, that's for sure.
It's never too early to talk Survivor and NFL.
Ooh.
How do you feel about a Thanksgiving Eve game? Yeah, Wednesday night?
I love everything about
more
Wednesday
strategy.
Night. I love the beginning of the season. I love the Wednesday night for Thanksgiving. I'm very interested in how this is going to play out relative to these international games, because clearly international games are here. They're here to stay, and they're going to grow. These international games create these unique dynamics where you need to have a little more time before, after, how bye weeks play into things. But, I love the Wednesday night pre-Thanksgiving game. It's going to impact the people in Detroit. You know, in Detroit, that's the biggest drinking night of the year, is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
J.R. Circuits told us it's turning into one of the – it's like right behind New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
There's also this. I'm concerned about this. That is the number one travel day of the entire year.
Yes.
I think there's a chance people are going to forget to get their pick in.
Ooh, that'd be something. You know – What happens if they do three games on Thursday, one on Wednesday? So Wednesday and then the triple header Thursday. And then what happens if there's another big tranche on Friday? How do we have to mix these weeks up? Becomes very interesting. Jeff Benson and Mike Palm and I have been tossing around a few ideas.
That week could be 3 weeks in one.
It could be. I don't know. We're trying to figure it out. I'm still in the thought process that it won't be long before the NFL adds both an 18th game and an additional bye week, which would take Circus Survivor to 22 weeks. So I'm very convinced it's going to get at least to 21, if not 22 weeks, not too far down the road, because there's way too much money out there. But in the short term, you know, we're playing around with a couple different scenarios for this upcoming year.
All right. What do you need tonight at World Baseball Classic?
Right now, we need the United States to win.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good team to root for then.
Yeah.
Good to see you, Derek. Thank you. By the way, I'm glad he brought that up, because I'll tell you what the numbers were last year for the one seeds, and I'll expand on that with Best Bets next.
Determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it.
I'll bet you 20.
20 bucks, I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds. Nope. 5-1. Nope. 10-1. You're
right. All right. It's a beautiful thing. We're underway. 4-4. 2 minutes in. Cast some of those props tonight and get ready for NC State and Texas. Georgia, money line against St. Louis. It's a fate of St. Louis. Peak too soon. Started 24-1. They were awesome. Hit the skids. Hawaii plus all those points against Arkansas. Northern Iowa plus 10.5 against St. John's. Wright State plus 18.5 against Virginia, a team that can score out of the horizon. And found them. This is at William Hill and Caesars. Will there be a buzzer beater in the tournament? No, minus 140. Overtime games in the tournament, 3.5. Under minus 130, a guy sent an email in at his local spot. 3+ overtime games for the tourneys, 10-1.
Well, that's,
incredible.
At that number, you have to play that.
Yes.
You just have to.
Because how many blowouts are we going to get? When will the first overtime game occurs? Another one.
I actually asked him, that's 10-1, though, and this is, come on, you can play both ways.
They got to get 4 to beat me? So be it. Anti-fun. Mr. Poison. There you go. Good luck, everyone. 7-4, Howard.
Okay, on a 7-0 run. The fighting Paulies out there.
Only 2 minutes in.
Depending. Queens plus 25.5 against Purdue.
Yep. Like it.
Penn plus 24.5 against Illinois. That's a 3 seed laying 24.5 points. My God. Troy plus 13.5 against Nebraska. I am opposite Max Hoffmeyer in a couple of these bets. The Penn, Illinois over 148.5 in pocket. That did move up a couple of points from what I noticed earlier today. Santa Clara plus the flow, 4 against Kentucky. That game to me has coin flip written all over it. That's the pending. The new stuff. This is the second play-in game tonight. Texas, North Carolina State, 80-plus points plus 180. They both score 80-plus points in the game. And I broke this down earlier in the show. If you missed it, you can go back. There's a lot to it. You can go back and listen to the Follow the Money podcast. The largest margin of victory, Thursday and Friday. That's it. Those 2 days, under 45.5. It's 22-3 under that number since the year 2000. So I'm going to war with it. There you go.
How many teams score 100 points?
Multiple.
Another good point, yeah.
Because the highest... In fact, that's another bet that I have to get down on.
Yeah.
You can find most points scored in the first round. It's 100.5. And we have a plethora of matchups where the teams are going to be involved in like a high-scoring track meet.
Oh, wow. Will a 1 seed be losing or tied at the half of the first round? No $3. What? Come on. I can't imagine these are going to be close. Tied or trailing at the half against the 16?
I'm guessing that we've had a 1 seed behind at the half, like in somewhat recent times.
I know
it's
happened, yeah, I know. But against these guys, though? Total overtime games in the first round is 1.5 at some spots.
Well, that's the one where you probably want to definitely play under at with these point spreads.
Yeah. Download the free Upside app. Use code NETWORK. Start earning real cash back on gas, groceries, and dining. Just open the Upside app and claim a cash back offer at a location near you. Shop as usual and earn real cash back. You can cash out directly to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Over 5 million users already earning. One of the easiest ways to save on everyday purchases. Download the free Upside app now. Use code NETWORK. Get 25 cents back per gallon on your first tank. Offers vary by user and location. Stuff you buy every day. Use it, head to the location, make your purchases, and save your earnings your way. See upside.com for details. Get it now. Find the offers near you. Code NETWORK.
I will say that you are not getting a bargain this year because of what happened last year. By the way, let me ask you this. Do you think the 4 teams at the top this year are better than last year's top 4 teams, or there's more separation? Because that Duke team, to me,
They're not better, but there's more separation.
Okay. Those teams were phenomenal last year.
Yeah. It wasn't a cakewalk, though.
Oh, no, not at all.
UConn had Florida that buried
them. So I looked it up.
Texas Tech had them buried.
I kept...
Auburn was down 10 to Michigan in the second half.
I keep track of most of my bets. This is what I had last year. Total number of one seeds to make the Final Four last year, over 2.5, was plus 230. Over 2.5. Not every book has this right now. Westgate has 2-1 this year, down 30 cents.
Yeah, history played into it last year.
I think so.
It never happens. It's only happened once. You're a fool if you pick it.
Right.
It won't happen.
But,
all that, yeah.
But I did. I had all four number one seeds to make the Final Four at 15-1 last year. It's not... Maybe there's a book out there that you can parlay to win the region and get higher than 15-1. I haven't seen it yet. The best we can do is 14-1 that I've seen.
The only other time it happened, was there a big gap, do you think? What was it, Memphis, UCLA, someone?
Well, I remember
this. Is that Kansas?
Yeah, I specifically remember this about the 2008 year. Dick Vitale and Jay Billis came on ESPN on Selection Sunday, and they immediately picked all four number one seeds, and I laughed, and they were right. I'm like, oh, come on, guys. It's never happened. It's never going to happen. It happened that year. And clearly that's what 18 years ago, and I remember it like it was yesterday. So there must have been some sort of like separation. The star power was insane because Derrick Rose was at Memphis.
Yeah. Did they have a loss, one loss?
Yeah, one loss. That was it. The Kansas team was absolutely loaded.
Right. Yeah. Calipari, we make our free throws when we have
that's
to.
That's right.
When we need to. No, you don't.
Yep. Last year, think about this, Paulie. I bet all four number one seeds to make the Sweet 16.
Mm.
That was plus 110.
Wow.
It's minus 179 at Caesars today, minus 123 at DraftKings. So there's a huge difference out there. But again, that's a minimum of 33 cents different than last year.
$1.20?
$1.23 at DK.
They all make the sweet. Wow.
Yep. It was plus 110
last
year.
They're going to be huge favorites.
Yes, they are. My God, the second round games?
Oh, they're going to be big favorites. Again, Arizona just played Central Florida on a neutral. It was a 10, and they were laying 17.
Here's one more for you to ponder. Now, the numbers have changed. Again, last year, I bet tournament wins by one seeds over 13.5. It was minus 102. Over 13.5 wins combined, all one seeds, now minus 150. It's still 13.5. Do you not like that one?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you get two teams of the... If you get a one seed playing in the national title game and another one seed to make the Final Four, that's 9 right there minimum. Then you have to get 5. That's not even talking about if the one seed wins it, or what if we have 2 1 seeds that play in the national title game?
Yeah.
Because that's 11. You need 3 more combined.
I'm with you. I'm not high on the 2s. I like some of the 5s. I feel better about some of the 5s and 4s than I do the 2s.
I wish some of the 5s would be 3s.
I don't know what Tim Brando's talking about. I don't see the holes in these one seats, and he doesn't pick any of them.
Right.
I see holes in the 2 seats. They could get got. I don't see Arizona 32-2. Look at the resume and body of work in the league they played in.
Right.
Duke 32-2. Florida, what they did going through how they closed the season. Michigan 31-3. I mean, certainly you're not going to live up to what you did in the non-conference, blowing everybody out. But I don't know. I want Tim to be wrong, but that's a hot take.
Yeah. I mean,
that's aggressive.
Here's what I think about the 3s. Like, Illinois's got a great offense, but Michigan State, Gonzaga, Virginia, they at this point, I don't see them going on deep runs. I would rather have Arkansas, St. John's, Wisconsin, and Vanderbilt as 3s, because I would have all 4 of those 3s beating the 2s. But the problem is they're all 4s and 5s, so they don't get the 2s. They have to get the 1s in the Sweet 16, and that makes it a much more difficult path. And that's another reason why I think under 9.5 is such a great bet, because if those teams had to go through the 2s, then you're talking about making the case for like all 4 3 seeds, if you're staying with me here for a second, to make deep runs, and then I probably wouldn't bet it.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to go through Duke, and they got to go through Arizona, and it's a big difference. Good show. Great guest today. If you miss any of it.
Yep. Kramer is great. I love the breakdown on first half unders.
Yeah, very good. That's in the March Mania guide, VSiN.com/guide. Felica was on the show. Max Hoffmeyer. Derek with a great appearance. You can always go back and listen to the Follow the Money podcast wherever you get it. It's a loaded program tomorrow on the show. Adam Burke's going to come on. We'll dive deeper into the Splash Survivor Contest.
Humans, Bruce Marshall, good read, good feel. Good fun. Jeff Seeley on golf will sneak him in.
And
maybe some big NFL moves.
Mike Palm says wrong team favorite in a round one matchup as well.
Okay, good.
Stay tuned. Primetime next, 4 hours, taking you through the live betting night into cashing out with Dustin. You can wake up early tomorrow with Dave and Jensen. VSiN by the Books begins at 7 a.m. Eastern. Go get him tonight.